Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
Today we're talking about 2016 State 4-H Horse Championship. Hello, I'm Amy Taylor Myers, and welcome to Farm and Family. Today we're speaking with Dean Josan, Mississippi State University Extension 4-H Livestock Specialist. So, Dean, we are into the summer, and some of our 4-H activities are behind us, such as 4-H Congress, but the State 4-H Horse Championship is just around the corner. Tell me about this event.
Yeah, Amy, the 2016 State 4-H Horse Championship will take place on the State Fairgrounds in Jackson from June the 21st through June the 25th. During that 5 days in Jackson, we'll have about a day and a half of educational contests to begin the week, and then we'll start on the 22nd and have a little over 3 days of horse shows. During that week, there's plenty of activities for youth to be involved in, like I said, with their horse and also from the educational standpoint.
Now, do 4-H'ers have to qualify horses to be able to ride at the State 4-H Horse Show, and how does that process work?
For most of the classes that we have at our state show, 4-H'ers first have to go to their local district show held earlier in June and be able to qualify their horse. Based on however many horses are in a class, a certain percentage of those riders can qualify to go on to compete in that class at the state show. There are a few classes that are held only at the state show just because the districts don't have the equipment and the ability to be able to host those classes.
Now, the schedule for the State 4-H Horse Championship is rather full. What types of classes are offered to youth to compete with their horses?
Well, beginning on the afternoon of Wednesday, June the 22nd, we'll have several of our English classes. We'll have our dressage classes in the afternoon, and that evening we'll come back with our over fences classes. And then we'll continue with our hunter classes on the morning of Thursday, June the 23rd. We'll have a series of English classes on the flat, and then we'll move into our cattle and goat classes, our goat tying, our roping, cutting, team roping, and that evening we'll come back with ranch sorting. The ranch classes are very popular these days, and also on that morning of Thursday, June the 23rd, we'll have a ranch trail class and a ranch riding class. We try to accommodate lots of different types of horse owners, and that same day we'll also have some miniature horse classes, so it'll be interesting to watch youth compete in those classes. Then on Friday, June the 24th, we'll spend probably half the day with our halter and showmanship classes. We always have a good quality selection of horses that compete for those types of awards. And then after we finish our halter and our showmanship, we'll move into our performance classes. We'll start with our saddle and gated classes, which will take a couple of hours, and then we'll move into the rest of our western top classes. We also offer classes for youth that have special needs. We have a couple of special needs classes, a trail class and a horsemanship class. Well, the young person doesn't have to own a horse. They could borrow a horse and compete in those events. And those are special classes to be able to watch. And we'll also have some trail classes on that Friday. On our final day of the show, Saturday, June the 25th, we'll have our speed classes. And that'll be pole bending, barrel racing, and our stake race. So this year we have 102 classes.
And there's also a regional level for 4-H Horse Championship. How do youth qualify for that?
Out of our 102 classes, Mississippi can qualify 60 horses to compete at the regional show. That's a process that we have outlined in our rule book.
Okay, and in addition to the horse show itself, what other opportunities are available to youth who are involved in horses?
Well, the horse project involves more than actually showing a horse. We have educational contests. We have 3 communication contests, horse judging, hippology, and a horse quiz bowl contest, as well as some expressive art type contests, horse art, and horse photography.
And to learn more, like about the 4-H horse program and a detailed schedule for the 4-H championships, where can we go?
You can go to msucares.com, select the link for livestock, and then youth livestock, and under resources, you'll see a link to the State Horse Show rulebook.
Today we've been speaking with Dean Josan, Livestock Specialist. I'm Amy Taylor Myers, and this has been Farm and Family. Have a great day.
Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.